Blog Talk Radio.
Free and thank God Almighty that we are free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shake yourself loose from sadness, depression, worry, fear, sickness, disease, hallelujah, rebellion, amen, whatever it is, shake yourself loose and be free, and thank God that we are free indeed, amen. Why are we free, Pastor? Because he sent his son, Jesus, to save us, and if you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that means that you have been set free, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad, and amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the God, Lord, for the lying down and the raising up this morning, amen. Calling our right mind, oh God. We thank you for the God for ordering our steps, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the God that you have lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, we thank you for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're about to do, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Father God, we come to bring it all over to you right now, God. Lord, we come praise you, Ohio, God. We give you all the praise and glory and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Lord, Jesus has to exalt you in every situation, whether good, bad, or ever, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Because, Lord, you are Lord of all praise, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had a thousand tongues of peace, we still can thank you enough, but we thank you, Lord. We thank you for every breath that we take, amen, and every beat of our heart that keeps us, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. Welcome everybody to the show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Robin Steve, and there are many. I thank you all for being here this Tuesday, June 15th, thanking God for what God is doing. We can do a whole lot of complaining, but can we just thank him? Can we have a praise of thanksgiving? Amen. Can we just thank God when you look back over your life and see how God has kept you? Amen. How many of you know that God is God to be a keeper? How many of you know God to be a healer, a deliverer? Amen. A way maker, a promise keeper, a life in our darkness, amen. How many of you know, amen? We just thank you, Father God. It is you we come to praise and worship this day in truth and in spirit. Come on and shout with me today. Open up your mouth and shout, sister. Sister, kind of give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. I just want to thank God today. They were picking a summer route with my job, so I don't have a lot of seniority, so I lost my little boy today. I didn't realize how much attached I got to him. I had to blink tears because it got all the way down to one person before me, two people before me, but they already said that they didn't want that particular route, but someone else had picked it. My heart was broken. But I do have a new route, so I'll have a bunch of new kids. They're T.H. Rogers. They're deaf. But I've rode this route before, so I know the kids, and they're good kids. So amen. I'll be doing six or seven kids plus one wheelchair. So it's that starts Thursday. I'm a little down because I really wanted to continue the route with my little boy. And I just pray, what I'm asking tonight is prayer for my little boy and prayer for the aide that got my route, because I haven't heard too many good things about her. They say she's a sleeper, and you can't sleep on these kids. You cannot fall asleep on these kids. And I don't want her to mistreat them. So they say she's kind of harsh. So I don't want her to mistreat him. So I'm praying to soften her heart and let her be open-minded with him and for her to treat him right.
Yes, Lord, we come into agreement right now. May peace come and be still in your heart and mind. May you not grow weary, amen. Just know that God has already worked it out, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that one thing we do know is that we all have the Spirit of God in us, though we may not all have the Holy Spirit, but the Spirit of God is what keeps us, amen, alive and breathing, amen. So we just pray right now, we speak to the spirit of that woman, amen, that she will line up with the Word of God and that she will treat him according, hallelujah, to the fruits of the Spirit, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer today that God will continue to strengthen you, amen, and use you mighty for his children, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the protection of this young man right now. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that he finds favor with the bus driver, oh God, that you will be attentive to his needs, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, deliver us, Father God, from the worldly ways and act and response in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Equip us for the work, oh God, to do good work, oh God, concerning the children of this world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, and we bless your holy name, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. God speak you. We love you, Sister Connie. Hiya, my Lord, my God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Sister Sharon, come on over with your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, God is good. Ooh, I can't say nothing, but God is good. And I just
yes,
can't let me see this day. And he
yes,
has
God.
Been good to me all day long. So I can't do nothing
my Lord.
Without the Jesus. Because God
Jesus.
Is good. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You say Jesus is like something that goes all through me because I love him.
My
I
God.
Love Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank
God.
You.
If it has not been for the Lord on our side, where? Well, we need God bless you, Aaron. Keep shouting and giving God our praise, going out because you know who, hallelujah, has you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you know who your keeper is, amen. Your protector, your God, amen.
Lord.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Father, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Dorita Jones, go ahead and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank
glory,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for just waking me this morning. Morning, and let me see the
yes,
sunshine
Lord.
On the outside. And I thank you for letting me have a good night's sleep. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for the ones that are coming in and seeing by me. Lord, you're so good. You keep on blessing me. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for letting me hear my sister on the line, Father Jesus. I love to hear her voice on the line. I thank the Lord that he blessing her and he's blessing all of us. And I thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for your shout today. Hallelujah. Come on now, Cousin Brenda. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. To God be the glory. I love you. I praise you. I magnify you. I lift you up.
Yes, Lord.
God, for this day, I thank God for this day. I'm sitting here with my mom in my lap, massaging her feet, trying to relax her. She's been kind of irritable today, and it really calms her and relaxes her. So I'm going to say all is well.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm going to say all is well. To God be the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Sister Connie. Don't worry about it. God's got it all taken care of for your little
yes.
boy.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Brenda Gale. Hallelujah. A.C. Ruth and May over there. I pray that God will continue to strengthen. God bless you. Keep, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We understand there's nothing that God cannot do. So we declare and declare that she is healed, that she is delivered, that she is set free, that she is blessed, that she is calm, and peace is still. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, Sister Dylan, Mama. Come on, shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to piggyback off of what you said. If it hadn't been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Huh? And I'm going to piggyback with Brenda Gale. It's all well. Everything is well. I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way, closing me in my right mind. And I just
Amen.
Thank him. I just thank him. I've been busy today. Feeling kind of good and doing some shirts and cuffs and got me some more orders. I just thank the Lord. He just been so good.
Yes,
Lord. He woke me up this morning and my family.
Jesus.
I thank him. Can't give him but praise, honor, and glory, and I'm grateful today. Truly grateful.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord, my God. Yes, We just thank you, Father God, for one more time. Amen. I just want to pray this prayer to come our minds on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, set us free right now from every evil spirit, Lord God. Every evil spirit, set our family, friends, and loved ones free, oh God, from every evil spirit that's trying to program negative thoughts into our minds. Set us free from every evil spirit that's trying to restrict and cap our life, oh God, by influencing our mindsets, oh God. Lord, help us to keep our mind stayed on you that should keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Lord, please remove every negative mindset, every negative seed that's been planted by the enemy, whatever it was planted. Amen. Lord, I pray that, hallelujah, that you will break down every barrier, every way that the devil has set up because of situations that the devil has caused to happen in our lives. Amen. Let us be set free completely, Lord God. Let there be total deliverance right now from bad mindsets, from limitations, from barriers being set up in our minds and any physical barriers of being sickness or disease. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ around us, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, by faith right now that the barriers are coming down and we are making progress. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord, for total deliverance right now. Lord, remove every barrier that any evil spirit is causing us not to progress in goodness. Set us free completely. Lord, remove every barrier that you did not set up on the God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, let us receive a miracle today from you, Father. A miracle of freedom. A miracle, God, of blessing. A miracle of being delivered and set free. In the name of Jesus Christ, Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Father God. We give it all over to you right now, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen. I want you to understand, you all, it's important. You have wholeness, and wholeness is found in Christ. We are whole in Christ. See, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, the very God of peace sanctifies you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord our God, our Lord our Jesus Christ. And then in Luke 17 and 19, it said, Jesus said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. So human beings that we are, and especially we as women are uniquely complex. Our emotions of the soul play on attitudes of the mind and together impact the body, which responds with intensity enough to affect emotions and establish attitudes. So that's why it's important to be wholly surrendered to God. Amen. So you must nurture and nourish every aspect of who you are. Ask God to establish harmony in your life, in your mind, and soul, conform to God's ways, and a body that reflects inner peace. Amen. See, wholeness is a faith matter, not necessarily faith that God is going to touch you right here, right now, but faith that wholeness of spirit, mind, and body will come as you surrender all aspects of yourself to him and begin to serve him. God rarely removes our limitations before we start down the path. Instead, they fall into the background as we get on our way. Amen. Ask God to make you whole, completely whole, and then begin living your life to the fullness. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. It's so good to be back here on the show, you all. If you ever get on and it says it's not a show program, that means that there's something going on with the system where I can't get in or they're having some system problems. I believe that they'll fix those problems and I'll have to keep you all here soon. But in the meantime, we're still praying on the other side. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I'm very excited about being back on the show today. Hallelujah. You understand, you all, we're blessed with courage. A lot of us say, I need courage. I need to be strong. But we are blessed with courage. Amen. If you're in Christ, then you are blessed with courage. The Bible says in Psalm 31 and 24, be strong and let your heart take courage. All you who hope in the Lord. Amen. So many situations in life can create reactions of fear and intimidation. I think of Joshua, for example, leading Israel into the promised land after Moses died. Look at what God said to Joshua in the book of Joshua 1, chapter 1, 6 to 7 and chapter 9. It says, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. I have not commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So God understood that the assignment he was giving Joshua was greater than Joshua's experience or human ability. That is why he needed courage. In short courage, hallelujah, in the ability or strength to face difficulties and fears, it is not the absence of them. It took great courage for Jesus to go to the cross. Amen. It took courage for Elijah to confront the prophets of Baal. It took courage for Paul to go into the regions that were hostile to the gospel. Amen. It took courage for Esther to go before the king. All of these individuals faced difficult situations and overcame fear with an attitude of God called courage. Amen. So you have the God-given blessing of courage living in you right now. When you feel intimidated or overwhelmed or fearful in life, you can draw on the courage God has given within you. Amen. When you ask God to give you courage, you will feel free and confidence and boldness rise within your inner self. See, this blessing of courage can be received by faith. Amen. See, the next time you face a difficult situation, you can remember to draw on God giving courage. Amen. See how you're in a motion about it. So you got to understand it, though, where it comes from, that you can stand firm and know that it's already all right. Hallelujah. See, courage is a powerful attribute that you have in Christ. Be courageous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us decree and declare today. Amen. I have been blessed. Amen. Let's decree and declare that I've been blessed, that you've been blessed, that we are blessed with a courageous heart. Amen. That our heart fully trusts in the Lord, because it is he who restores hope and gives us strength to go the distance. Amen. We are bound in the work of the Lord, and we're steadfast and immovable in him. Amen. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we inherit ourselves with positive words and with hallelujah, with scripture, that King David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. That we are strong and courageous, and we encourage those that surround us to be strong and courageous. We lean daily on God's understanding, and he strengthens us and gives us wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Our heart is steadfast and seeks him, and we do not fear when trouble comes. Amen. We are bold and courageous because the Lord is always with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord grants us strength and boldness to endure. Amen. Daily we encourage ourselves to meditate on life-giving word of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Know that you are blessed with courage. You are blessed with courage. Amen. God is still moving. God is still working. God is doing a new thing in you, for you, if you would just receive it. Hallelujah. No doubt. And say, well, can't be me. Oh, no, Lord, I'm not ready. Oh, Lord, not right now, Lord. I'm just not ready right now. And you're running and you're running and running. Stop running and let God use you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has a plan for you. I want you to understand, you all, we have a primary purpose. And we're going to wrap up here. It's starting to thunder and storm. I don't know where you all are at this time, but where I'm at, it's thunder and storm, and our AC has went out, but we're still giving God our praise, glory, and honor in the midst of everything that's going on over here. But we have a primary purpose, you all. This primary purpose of our lives is to please Jesus, must become our compulsion and our consuming dream. Amen? See, we want to be preoccupied with Jesus and less occupied with the opinion of man. Amen? See, this is a prize that is set before us, and it must be the anchor of our souls. Nothing can take this dream away from you. When it is your primary motivation, it can be attained no matter what life circumstance you are in. Amen. It doesn't matter what the suffering you have been given. Amen. You could be on the backside of, hallelujah, of nowhere, my Lord, my God, and have only two or three people who are listening to you. Or you could be on stage in front of millions. You could be healthy, full of charisma and charm so that people naturally follow you. Or you could be ill and unable to communicate clearly. You could be rich or poor, because of you, beautiful or not. You could be educated or uneducated, from any nationality and any social background, and still fulfill the vision Jesus had for you, and therefore be eternally great and successful at fulfilling your life purpose. Hallelujah. See, a person's true measure is found in Jesus. I don't know if y'all can hear me, but we lost power. So I don't know if y'all can hear me, but we've lost power here. My Lord, be clear who you are. God. all this.
Glory to God. You all, I don't know if you all are still there. I can't see anyone on the line at this time, but we just thank God. All our lights and stuff went out over here, but they're back on. But I can't tell. I can't see if you all are on the line at this time. And so I can assume that you are or not. I pray that God continue to bless all, God continue to keep you, and that you will continue to seek God always. Seek you first, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, knowing that all that you need will be added unto you. Don't worry, don't fear, don't fold, don't trust what the enemy is saying, and understand that the enemy will use anybody that will allow themselves to be used, and Jesus and God is looking for the one that will be able to use them. Hallelujah. God is looking for the one. Be that one that God can use in this season of your life. Amen. I bless you to prosper. I bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit and to draw closer to God. I bless you. Person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we come together, that we pray, and that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you.